Unit 35. Extract 1. Polly tells David about her new colleagues.
We're going there tomorrow. But tell me, how's work going?
It's really interesting so far. Everybody seems really friendly and supportive. There's so much to learn, though. I think it's going to be a challenging job.
Tell me about your colleagues. Who are you working with?
Today, I'm working with Dave and James. They're designers, and they're complete opposites. Dave's tall and thin, and James is short and fat. They get on very well together, and they both have a really good sense of humor. So I haven't stopped laughing yet.
How many people work there altogether?
There are five of us. Karen and Robert started the company. They're the ones who interviewed me. They're really nice. Robert's really energetic and hard-working. Karen's quite shy and very imaginative. They work together, and they're the ones who actually create the gardens. Tomorrow I'm taking...
Extract 2. Answer the questions by saying the opposite. 1.
Is John happy?
No, he's unhappy.
2.
Is Jane kind?
No, she's unkind.
3.
Is Mary patient?
No, she's impatient.
4.
Is Brian supportive?
No, he's unsupportive.
5.
Is Keith sensitive?
No, he's insensitive.
6.
Is Sally friendly?
No, she's unfriendly.
7.
Is Richard honest?
No, he's dishonest.
8.
Is Isabel thoughtful?
No, she's unthoughtful.
Extract 3. Mary and Tim meet Xiaoyan in a restaurant and tell her about their honeymoon.
Well now, tell me, how was your honeymoon? Have you got any photos?
Well, I'm not too good at taking photos and neither is he, but we've brought a few to show you. The holiday was really great.
What was the weather like?
Lovely. It was boiling hot, and we spent lots of time swimming and snorkeling.
Did you go sightseeing as well?
Yes, we saw some very interesting places. We went to the mainland and made a 3-day trip up a huge river. We looked at the local villages and visited some ruins that were over 1,000 years old.
Well, you both certainly look relaxed.
Yes, we had a great time. There was only one problem. Somebody stole our camera while we were lying on the beach on the first day, so we had to buy another one. But apart from that, there were no problems at all.
Let me show you some photos. These are the ruins. We saw a big snake while we were looking at them. That's it. Isn't it lovely?
And who's that in this photo?
That's the guide. He was telling us about the local people. When I took that photo, he was pointing at their houses on the riverbank. You can see the houses on the right.
It looks wonderful.
Yes, it was. And that's Tim again. He was buying things in the local market. He bought some lovely things, and so did I. I bought some beautiful cloth that I must show you. And that's when we went on to the...
Extract 4. Mr. Norris describes a theft.
Could you tell me what happened, please?
Yes. Yesterday evening, I went out with my wife. We went into town. It was a very warm evening, and so we went for a walk through the park. When we were in the park, I noticed a young man who was following us.
Could you describe him?
Well, he was certainly under 30 years of age and was wearing jeans and a white T-shirt. He had short black hair.
And then?
My wife and I then went to a restaurant that was near the park for a drink. We sat at a table on the pavement. My wife paid for the drinks, and we then decided that we would have a meal. We decided to eat outside because the evening was so warm. As we were giving our order to the waiter, the young man ran past and grabbed my wife's bag. It was on the table. He ran down the road, and I ran after him. He opened the bag while he was running, took out my wife's purse, and threw the bag away. I couldn't catch him, so I...
Extract 5. Part A. Respond affirmatively using certainly within the sentences. 1.
Can I have a cigarette?
Yes, you can certainly have a cigarette.
2.
Should I give up smoking?
Yes, you should certainly give up smoking.
3.
Do I smoke too much then?
Yes, you certainly smoke too much.
4.
Did you used to smoke?
Yes, I certainly used to smoke.
5.
Were you a heavy smoker?
Yes, I certainly was a heavy smoker.
Part B. You now use indeed. 1.
How did he run?
He ran very fast indeed.
2.
How did she work?
She worked very hard indeed.
3.
How did she drive?
She drove very slowly indeed.
4.
How did he cook?
He cooked very well indeed.